So today we're observing this Shiva Chaturdashi. This Chaturdashi meaning the 14th moon. This is just the day before Amavasya. Before Purnima and Amavasya, that's Chaturdashi. But that Chaturdashi before Amavasya, like every Chaturdashi before Amavasya, it's actually being considered as Shivratri. But especially in the month of, like in our calendar, the month of Falgun, that same month, Mahaprabhu appeared on a full moon. That new moon, the day before the new moon of that Chaturdashi, that is Mahashivaratri. And we know this is a very famous festival, everyone observing, so many followers of Shiva now, like they're doing all their parties today. Tonight they will all do their parties. And so you can be worshiping Lord Shiva, but unless you know who he really is, then you will only be committing aparad, actually. And the same way also, you can also be chanting Nam. If you also don't know Shiva properly, then your chanting also can be considered a namaparad, because we know second namaparad is having to think that Lord Shiva is separate. He is different from Krishna. So this is also very confusing. Like one is, if you think that he is separate, or you think that he is equal, like both ways, it's like an offense. So therefore, very important to understand Shiva Tattva. And this is actually, there's a whole discussion on this on Madhurya Kadambini, Srila Gurudev discussing. So today on like celebration like this, Shivaratri, then this is an opportunity that the Vaishnavas, they're able to discuss this tattva and people can understand, can appreciate fully. And then when they're worshiping Shiva, then really that is the proper worship. It will be accepted. Shiva himself, like on this day, this Maha Shivaratri day, this time, it is said that it is none different from him. Our Sanatana Goswami in Hari Bhakti Vilas, he recommends. Sometimes Vaishnavas, and this is the thing, unless you don't you cannot understand or you don't fully understand who is Lord Shiva, then you will hear all these different statements, like, oh, Krishna is Ishwara, Vishnu is Ishwara, Shiva is not Ishwara. I don't even need to have darshan of Shiva, like no need to worship like this. On the other hand, some people will say, only Shiva is Ishwara, Vishnu is not Ishwara, like this. So, it is said that if you have proper association with actual sadhus who understand, and really you can understand Shiva Tattva, then this offense, especially the second namaparad, will not be committed. So, like today is the day of worship of Lord Shiva. Some Vaishnavas may not think like, may think like no need to follow, but our Srila Gurudev, following in the instruction also of Sanatana Goswami himself in Hari Bhakti Vilas, is telling that, oh, this Shiva Chaturdasi, like Vaishnavas should follow. And he's quoting many verses there, telling that on this very day, Shiva actually promised that like all the Shiva Lingas in the world, he will be there. He will personally be there to accept offering. So, but then that's the thing, like how to offer, like how to see who he is. So unless you don't know who he is, then you cannot properly worship. And so therefore this discussion is very important. So we just heard by mercy of our Srila Gurudev, and really who but our like Guru Varga in this line of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu can properly like explain. So like in Madhurya Kadambini, our Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur, he was telling that when we talk about living beings or conscious beings, there are two kinds. There's the Ishwara and the Jiva, the independent and the dependent. We know we are in that category of the dependent, like the Jivas. Of course, we know there's two kinds of jivas. There's the mukta and there's the baddha. Like, there, one is in ignorance and one is free from ignorance. Now, when it comes to Ishwara, we're talking about the independent, the controller, the master. He said there's also two kinds. One who is completely free from touch of Maya, from the activities of Maya. And one is by Leela, and it is by his desire. He takes into that role that he is performing pastimes. He's accepting like Maya. But this is by his Leela, by his desire. So the first example you can see, like Narayan, he's always in Vaikuntha, or like all the different manifestations of Krishna, they're all have nothing to do with the material world. But when we talk about the second type of Ishwara, that is the category of Lord Shiva, that he's performing this particular Leela, that now he engages in a material activity. He is like, actually, as Guna Avatar, he is performing activities in the mode of ignorance. What is that? Oh, destruction, like this. So, when we talk about Lord Shiva, mostly some ideas only is that, oh, he's a demigod, oh, the Guna Avatar. But then we're also told that actually this Guna Avatar is coming from Sadashiv, and Sadashiv is completely in that category of the first Ishwara, like Narayan. He lives in Sadashiv Lok, which is actually beyond the Viraja River. That means not outside the material world. It's like the Vaikuntha planet also. But he is the source of this Guna Avatar, that Shiva that we hear all these pastimes, the one that lives in Kailash. So when we talk of Shiv Tattva, then we consider this both. So when we think of Lord Shiva, when we say, when someone thinks that Shiva is equal to Krishna, is equal to Bhagavan, how will that become an offense? And that is, if you think that form of Lord Shiva, who is a Guna Avatar, who is actually like a partial manifestation, or more than that, sometimes even that Guna Avatar is not directly like a manifestation of Shiva. It can be just a jiva also, taking that post for some reason. So then, if you think that posted jiva is equal to Krishna, then this is completely a wrong conception. And this way, you will not be pleasing. So, but another aspect is to think that they are equal. Meaning, you think that they are both Ishwara. There is Krishna and there is Shiva. They're both like independent. And they're like against each other. And you side with one and you side with, and you don't like the other. So, as if Shiva is independent from Krishna. So that's why we say, no, they are one. Harihara, they're one. So, in this way, if you think that they're separate, then the offense can be committed. So, when we say this Sadashiv is the source of all the, like, the Shivas manifested in this material world. So this Shiva in this material world, he's already considered like a transformation. So then in Brahma Samhita, then we can hear a description or like an analogy. Like there is, like Shiva is like the yogurt. From milk, milk is transformed to yogurt. When milk is mixed with some transforming agents, then he is not different from milk, but also different. He's now, he has his own special quality. So Shiv Tattva is like that. And really, Shiv Tattva means He's like the link to all. Because when we talk about, let's say, Narayan, Krishna, or like all the that Ishwara in that original category where they are completely Purna, no touch, has no contact with material world. Shiva has this quality that he is in touch with Maya. So he's engaged in material quality like destruction. So he is in the material world, in performing a particular lila that he's engaged in material activity. So there's that aspect of Maya in him. And another one is that, he seems like the ordinary jiva. They're like minute. There's an aspect of the tatashta jiva's quality in him. That minuteness is also in him. Because then you can see that sometimes, not every time, he is perfect. He makes mistakes. And we know these are all lila. But then there is that aspect that of his connection to chit shakti, to the chit world. So that's why he said that there's also that portion of mixture of sambit and ladini within him. So that means he has that aspect of the shuddha sattva, the eternal existence, like this. And so these three things, he said, these are like the transforming agent. And now he is a special tattva, like this. But that is, we consider, that is referring to that Shiva, the guna avatar Shiva, the Shiva that's in Kailash, the Shiva in charge of, actually, sometimes we think, Shiva, that Shiva is only a demigod. But no, he's not a jiva. He's not like Lord Brahma. Brahma is a jiva. Brahma, we can see he has a lifespan. And it's like a post. Any jiva, very, very pious, they can become a Brahma. And he has a specific lifespan also. There's a time of creation, then there's annihilation, partial annihilation, and the night of Brahma. But then there's a complete like annihilation when the life of Brahma ends. But who continues to live? Shiva. Because the whole creation actually started from him. And that has been described already. Like, first, there's a desire for Bhagavan for creation. The desire for engagement in or having this particular section of the material world. So for that, where does this desire come from? That is from Mahavishnu. But Mahavishnu does not directly have to perform like all this activity. He's desiring. So then the desire takes the shape of Lord Shiva. So now he is being symbolized as the linga. So that desire also is carried by the Shakti, because Shakti is the Dharma of Shaktiman. Whatever the desire of Shakti, of the Shaktiman, is fulfilled by the Shakti. So now the desire of Mahavishnu is there. The Shakti of Mahavishnu, Ramadevi, or Lakshmi. Now, she also then transformed into Maya Shakti. But then, this aspect of that, meaning the desire of Mahavishnu taking shape as Lord Shiva, then provides the creation within this Maya Shakti. That's why it's considered the ingredient cause. So, by union of this Shambhuling and this Maya, the Yoni, then there's manifestation of creation. So the Brahma is just a secondary creator. But Shiva, he's the source of everything. The source of this Mahatattva. It all begins, we know there's, the Jiva is covered by material body. The very source of this manifestation of body, subtle body first, that is the Mahatattva. It starts with the false ego. That is coming from Lord Shiva. And then it progresses more until the gross. So everything coming, like really, everything coming in the material world coming from Lord Shiva. So this is how he is functioning. And therefore, at the end, he also destroys. And so he's in charge of the destruction. So this is his role in this world. But then we have to look more than that. He is considered like the Kshatrapal, the protector. He is by him, then some shelter for those in the mode of ignorance, because he's in charge of the mode of ignorance. They can take shelter of him, and gradually, by his mercy, they also can be elevated. But we know, although when we say Sadashiv, none different from Vishnu, that is the Sadashiv in that Sadashiv look, like Narayan in Vaikuntha. But we heard, and we're appreciating now from Srila Gurudev, that this is not the highest post, the highest conception of Sadashiv. What is the highest conception of Sadashiv? Because like for Krishna, Narayan is not the highest tattva. The original Krishna is there in Goloka Vrindavan. This is the central, the central point of the existence of the spiritual existence. No, this is the center. So Goloka Vrindavan. So this is the original. So who is there? Sadashiv is there, and we know by mercy of our Guru Vaga, then that is Gopeshwar Mahadev. Now we hear like pastimes of this Gunavatar Shiv, this Shambhu, now becoming Gopeshwar. But this is only to show to us the connection that he is coming from there, from that his original is that Shiva in Goloka Vrindavan. And why is that? Because Shiva is there. Who is he there? He is a deity. He is there like a deity that all the gopis, they would go pray every day so that they would meet. The desire to serve Radha and Krishna will be fulfilled. So he's there. He's Gopeshwar. And he is there considered like the deity guarding the Rasa Lila of Vrindavan. So here in the Prakat Lila of Krishna, then we see this pastime to show us some context. Oh, that the highest conception of Mahadev is this. And they saw this like very funny pastime. And it's like, very sweet pastime. That Shiva himself, he wanted to enter into this Rasa Lila. Although he's there eternally, but in this pastime, he's like that. It's a Naimittic pastime. Oh, just to show that, he wanted to enter into the pastime. But by mercy of Yoga Maya, and then he got a gopi like body. But then, because having a body is not enough. Everything should be there. The full swarup, the whole personality should be there also. So he may have now a gopi body, but he doesn't know his real identity. Oh, who is her husband? What is his duty? His services, everything. He doesn't even have a female voice. So then the gopis started chastising, beating. It's like, this is an intruder, like this. But then taking shelter of Yoga Maya, then everyone was pacified. We know the story. And from there, it was established that he is given the post that he will be guarding. No one can enter into this place without the mercy of Gopeshwar Mahadev. So therefore, if we want to enter into Vrindavan, we want to enter into this this pastime of rasa, meaning serving into these pastimes of rasa between Radha and Krishna. We cannot enter, of course, we cannot enter into Vrindavan without mercy of Vrindadevi. But without mercy of Gopeshwar Mahadev, you cannot enter into service into this Madhurya Rasa, in this Rasa Lila of Sri Radha and Krishna. So this is his highest glory of Lord Shiva. And therefore, especially on this day, then we can pray to Lord Shiva, just as our Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur prayed. This Vrindavana Vanapate Jaya Soma Soma Muli Sanaka Sanandan Sanatan Nara Dedya Gopeshwara Vraja Vilasi Yugang Vipavme Prema Prayacha. When you say Prayacha, please give. She said, Prema Prayacha, please give this Prem. Nirupade Namo Namaste. Again and again, I pray, I offer my obeisances to you. So, like this, here is showing that Lord Shiva can give Prem. But that Lord Shiva in his original identity as Gopeshwar Mahadev. So that Sadashiv also has come in this world as Advaita Acharya. And he has brought the distributor of this Braja Prem, Krishna himself, in the mood of Srimati Radharani. So by bringing Mahaprabhu here, then now the whole world is now being flooded by this Braja Prem. So that is Advaita Acharya. So today on this auspicious day of Shivratri, then we pray, we glorify Lord Shiva, worshipping him as in this conception. Knowing all these things, but especially understanding how to relate with him in regards to our actual goal. Our actual goal to enter into Vrindavan, serve Sri Radha and Krishna, be a maidservant of Srimati Radharani. She can bless us with this. Vansha kalpataru yascha kipasin vivacha patirana.
ज्ञान तिमिरांधस्य ज्ञानंजन शलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः नमोऽवदन्नाय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चिरुपासनातन भट्ट रघुनाथ श्रीजीवी गोपाल भट्ट दास रघुनाथ एथे गोसाई करी चरण वंदन जाहते विघ्ननाश अभीष्ट पुरन जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य दयाल प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि श्री गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे बोलो श्री गुरु जी महाराज की जय गुरु परंपरा की जय अनंत अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय सपार सद गौर हरि की जय गौर नित्यानंद प्रभु की जय जगन्नाथ बलदेव सुभद्रा संजीव की जय भक्त विघ्न विनाशन कर्ण सिंहदेव की जय भक्तराज प्रहलाद महाराज की जय सर्व विश्व प्रदाता गिरिराज गोवर्धन जीव की जय गोविंद गोपीनाथ मदन मोहन जीव की जय ब्रजमंडल धाम की जय ब्रजवासी भक्त बिंद की जय ब्रजेश्वरी मधेश्वरी प्रणेश्वरी श्रीमती राधा रानी की जय ब्रजदेविगण की जय समवेद गौर भक्त बिंद की जय जय महाशिवरात्रि की जय गौर प्रमानंदे टुडे इज महाशिवरात्रि मेनी इग्नोरेंस एंड ऑर्डिनरी पीपल दे फॉलोइंग ऑन वे द तामसी जीवो देन फॉलोइंग दिस तामसी और व्रत Somebody, Rajas, he then tell you, oh, Shiva is now get married in night. He's with Parvati. They're following marriage festival. Big festival, drama, dance, and Shiva's Palikuinut is going, they do like this. But and Tamasi, they are offering meat, blood, alcohol, this. Every day, Mahakal, when going to Jain, every day we are offering this alcohol and dead body ashes, bringing one fresh dead body ashes, smearing his body. After they're doing Abhishek with his alcohol. And they're offering it like this. So Shiva Upasana, the tamasic jiva, one tamasic way, rajasic jiva, rajasic way, sattvic jiva, very rare, very rare. But sometimes they're following, but nirgun Shiva Tattva, not sagun, Shiva Tattva is nirgun. Shiva Thakur continue, he is speaking Harikatha. Everybody know Kagbhusundi also going there hearing Harikatha. Golura, he is going there hearing. Sukhdev Goswami, he is going there hearing Harikatha. He knows Ashtakali Lila, he knows Srimad Bhagavatam, all Puranam, Shastra, everything he knows and he is following and practicing. But he is Ajo, he has no date and birth. He is permanent and continue. Then, why following today Shivaratra? What is the day meanings? Is birthday, marriage day? Yeah, what is the? Now, this question for telling. Shiva's nearest before is Sati Devi. She disappears after Shiva Thakur, very sad. Taking his her body in soldiers and dancing, everywhere moving. Lord Vishnu thinking this is not good. Dead body, no left. Then is big problem coming. Shiva Thakur never forget this. This dead body is carrying now. Now Chakrasudha son 51 pieces cutting and throwing. Shiva, where gone my Sati's body? Then very sad. Looking Sudarshan, looking Vishnu, I say, okay, today to everything stop. I can't do anything more. He is gone, Samadhi. Complete Samadhi. Now no more work, no more help, no more connection, relation, nothing. He is now in Samadhi. Where is body? Where are he? He don't know. He is in Samadhi Yoga. What happened then? This world is become dark. What dark? All ignorance people, offender people, sinful people, and they doing many things is as a choice and destroy for ready. Everything destroy. Like why? Any cleaner, cleaning, then is possible. People has life. But all is dirty and garbage and all dark and all tamasi, then not possible this. People has life. 1 minute for is too much. Then Shiva not helping. Demigods are now useless. But until Brahma, he say, oh, who is garbage cleaner? Poison come, who is poison taking? All garbage more than poison, this is Jiva's activity. How is nonsense Jiva? What are they doing? Now, nobody help her. That time, Shiva Thakur in Samadhi, the demigods are thinking, okay, sending Apsara, sending everybody, dancing, nice, singing, and changing him, and breaking his Samadhi. But demigods are try Gandharva, Kinnar, Jaksha, Tal, Betal, Gandharva, Kinnar, nobody possible. Breaking Samadhi. Now, sending Kamdev. Kamdev is king. Kamdev is arranging many things. After shooting, one way, two way, three way, four way, five way, then Shiva Thakur is restless. Who is disturbing me? This last is last. He is disturbing everybody. A to Z all. Now, disturbing was Shiva, Shiva opening third eyes, not two eyes, third one. And looking, a glance is gone and burned, ashes. Then Rati Devi crying and crying, oh, my Kamdev is burned, my husband is burned, what happened then? How can I have life? This and that, many things. Also, many Srishti, creation will be all finished. No more creation. Why no last, then what creation? The last is life, you know? Last life. This America writing, sex for life. Yeah. But other country telling last is life. Yeah, like other country. So now last is born, no more last, no more. This is Srishti finish, now off, all off. Then Shiv Thakur near is Roti Devi, lot of praying, but he is Samadhi, no broken. Then Lord Vishnu, Brahma, other demigods with his come, and then starting Nam Sankirtanam. Why? Parvati Devi with his, Sati Devi with his, he is present is Kailas, continue doing Ram Kirtan, Harikatha, non-stop. But now, first time, all are starting this Nam Sankirtanam. Naradishi came, all are came. This Nam Sankirtan after, he is like, Samadhi broken is, now Antardasa to come, Bhaiyadasa, he is now, present his bodies. That time, all are requesting and praying, please you take your responsibility. Now Parvati get birth and new Sati. Now she is waiting for you. Please you accepting her and also accepting all your duty and your service, everything. Otherwise the world is destroyed all. No more helper without you. Then Shiv Thakur, he is front of demigods, meeting with all are, and then is this Ratra, meaning Gyan. Five types of this Gyan. This Ishwar, Prakriti, Jeev, Kal, Karma. Who is Ishwar, Lord? This knowledge everybody doesn't know. Who is Jeeva, living entity? What Prakriti? What is Kal? Time, and what work is, everything is good. So now he is take responsibility and teaching. And also next is starting his own movement. That time, all demigods are requesting, Prabhu, please. Jeeva, how getting relation with you? Which way? And no coming you near, no worshipping, then they are suffering. No friends this world, no helper. Then Shiv Thakur himself, he is telling, okay, this tonight, like Shivaratri, I am giving, here I promise, I am taking responsibility and giving this pure knowledge, Nirgun Tattva. So today, this day, anybody following, anywhere, they are remembering me, I am going. And I am helping, there is manifesting my duty, myself, and then I am helping them. That time, this Brahma is saying, okay, how is worshipping in you? How will you be pleased? Which way? Any process? Then Shiv Thakur, he is saying, this Shiv is Mangalmay, two alphabets, one word. This Shiv, only this much is chanting, you are remembering, I am automatically going and helping. No need anything more, no mantra, no tantra, no jantra, nothing. Our people giving little Ganga water and giving me, then I will be happy. Yeah, God Charanamrita. God feeds with water giving me, then I will be happy. Then where giving, how giving? Then he's saying this. One place is very pure. That place is not contaminated. They are called this stone. Stone has no energy bow. Only this things is neutral. So there is, my name is writing, any stone pieces and symbol making, they are worshipping, I will be there. I am manifesting there. So therefore many stories Shiv Thakur has. Shiv Thakur sometime, today Shivaratri, one Shudra, he is following Vrata. Then he is evening time very hungry, thirsty. He says, I am worshipping Shiva and after something I am taking. But no Brahmin, no priest, he don't know mantra. Then he bring one stone. He thinks Shiva is promised, any stone, any pieces, anywhere is writing my name, offering Ganga water, and then I will be, I manifest. Then he is looking one Vaishnava going, asking, hey, you helping me? You worshipping my Shiva? Say, I'm never worshipping Shiva. I'm Ramanuji Vaishnava. I know like Shiva Upasana, Shiva Puja, Shiva Tamasi. Useless. I'm worshipping Lord Vishnu. Say, look, I have X. No worshipping, I'm making you very many pieces. You know? Then I'm offering Shiva. He say, okay, you bringing flower and something, I'm worshipping. He's bringing flower, then he say, okay, he's worshipping. But how worshipping? He worshipping Sitaram, 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 Sitaramaya Namaha, Ramaya, Ramachandraya, Ramabhadraya, Vedase, Sakala Kalyana Surupaya, Sitapate Namaha. He say, hey, what are you saying? Sitapate Namaha? Why not telling no Namashivaya? Telling Namashivaya? He say, no. Say, taking axe and cutting and just no killing. Then Shiva Linga broken and Shiva appears. Shiva says, hey, my bhakta, my near and dearest, and you are trying to killing him, go you 100 crore, million crore life, you going in hell and suffering. Then this Vaishnava requesting Shiv Thakur, please, 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 don't give him punishment. Big, long punishment, how much he's suffering. Please forgive him. So I already tell him. Okay, now you are requesting that he getting birth. One day, 100 million crores birth and death. One day. Finish? Okay. Then one day finish. Then he get birth in Brahmin family. After he is not forget this memory. He is gone, Lomasis is near. Oh, Rishi Maharaj, you give me mantra. What mantra? Ram mantra. Say, no, you are Brahma, I am Brahma, Sarvam, Kuridam Brahma. You chanting, I am Brahma, Om Brahmasmi. No, Ram mantra. Ram is not. Ram is Sagun Brahma. Nirgun Brahma is Nirakar Nirvishes. Say, no, I like Ram. I am worshipping Ram. He, one time, two time, 10 time, 100 time asking, more angry. After giving cards. All time, kaw, only shouting. Go, you will be, you did not get birth in crow. Now he get birth crow and flying and going. Then he calling, come. Acha, come. Then give Ram mantra. He say, I am changing your body. Say, no need. No need, this crow body is good. Then he is, one thing is praying, I am continue chanting this Ram mantra, Ram Nam and Ram Katha. So this, his name then now, Kakbhusundi, you know. So Shiv Thakur is promise, anywhere Shivaratri day, anybody, one stone pieces, anywhere, they writing name of Shiva and worshipping Shiva, Shiva is there, manifest his Swarup and he giving all boon. He first is purifying and killing all anartha, all false ego, all sins and offense, and after he is giving this, Nirguna Bhakti, Bhagat Bhakti, Bhagat Upasanapara. First, what giving? This taste of Harikatha. No hearing Harikatha, no Sravanam, then not going, no cleaning. Many persons thinking, not hearing Harikatha, then I am now Mahabhagavat, no need Harikatha more. But Harikatha not hearing every day, not cleaning in heart. No possible soul cleaning. Very dirty, but desire is covering soul. So he's saying every day, have Harikatha for taste is giving? Yes. After Harikatha hearing, then purifying, then Namakirtan for desire increasing. After, now, no looking is people any roop and swarup. Then God, all expansion, all swarup, darshan for is in desire increasing. After his Lila Shakti's mercy, all is increasing. And after, continue, he is getting swarup siddhi. So, Shiv Thakur Vaishnavanam Yathasambhu. Now, Shiva has many expansion, not one, two. Many Rudra, many Shiva, many Bhairava, Kalbhairava. Why? Many places, demon near is his, swarup is difference. Like our Goswami is near Krishna, same one, but many swarup. But that Krishna, many Vishnu swarup, Varaha swarup, Matsya, Kurma, same Shiv Thakur, Sadashiv, but he is many places other than near, this living entity is near, he many other swarup which is also, he appears, manifest and giving fulfilling desire. But one time, this Shiva's near is, one blind, lame man is come, blind, lame and dumb. He says, Lord Shiva giving everything. I am going Shiva's near. And Shiva, Shivratri day, he is telling, anywhere any Konkar, then it all is Shankar. All stone piece, meaning everywhere Shiva is present. So he is taking one big piece, stone piece, he is worshipping. Sometimes putting head, sometimes putting chest, sometimes eyes, sometimes offering pranam and crying and praying. He is blind, lame, also dumb, and he has nothing. Then he says, Shiva giving everything. Then complete day fasting, night fasting, and early morning Shiva says, what you need? Anything you asking, one boon. Two not giving. Only one giving. Say, yes, one, no problem. One is giving. I am, now you're telling, asking for yes. Say, he has no eyes, you know. He telling, in my eyes with this, my grandson eating his rice and dal, milk and rice, and within gold plate. And I am carrying my life. So first he not asking for his marriage. Other no marriage, then how can grandson come? You know, son and grandson. And he eyes, at time he asking, and gold plate, how can come? You know, rich and then. Shiv Thakur smiling. And how can he is walking? He is lame. Shiv Thakur say, I am thinking I am clever, but you are defeated me. Okay, I am now all time keeping my near you. You never been distance to me. You are very clever. Then next, his life is come Birbhadra. He has two special sevak. One Nandi, one Birbhadra. Many sevak, 100,000 sevak, but is Birbhadra, very clever. So now Shiv Thakur is continue. Ramlila time, Rama's near. Krishna Lila time, Krishna's near. Other Yuga, all time, he is present. But Mahaprabhu's time, then he came, Rudradipa. Rudradipa came. His Krishna Lila time, he came. He is getting Gopi Swarup. But here is, he has a lot of duty. Why? Krishna, anywhere starting this Rasa Lila, yeah, dance, drama, program, singing, and everything, then he is God. Meanings, outside anybody, not possible, entire, not looking, not watching, no understanding what inside is running. All Maya, which is covering everybody's, controlling all. But he is like to getting this prem, braja prem, braja bhakti. Deva Mahaprabhu at time, he is praying, requesting, please not give me any this order and instruction. I like, you are will be anywhere, I am with you, within Sankirtan. And this Sankirtan Rasa, I like drinking for. Then Shiv Thakur for giving order, you change your swarup. You come, other swarup with this. This swarup with this coming, then problem. Then he came, Advaita Acharya swarup with this. Before he Shankaracharya swarup with this, he Kali Yuga came. But that time he is giving order. Mayavada Masasasam Prachanam Baddha Muchyati. Many Buddhas, all are his, destroy everything. Then he is came and Ved Vedanta Shastras for faith and respect is giving everybody. And starting this, Pancharatri Upasana. But Mahaprabhu at that time, he is only Sankirtan for his came. That time he himself worshipping Gangajal Tulasi with his Salagram. And Mahaprabhu, anywhere Sankirtanam, any things, program, he is all time present. Also, how he is serving Mahaprabhu? Then Mahaprabhu going South India, sometimes Mahaprabhu Vrindavan, anywhere, then sending Mahaprabhu this Vrindavan, Braj Bhumi, Sara Goswamis. Then Goswamis are mostly Sanatana Goswami, other Goswamis are, they're respecting this Gopeshwar Mahadev. He sometimes is Govardhan, then he is nearby staying Chakaleshwar Mahadev. Why? Satsanga Sivadinam. Like Mahaprabhu, first is sending Tapan Mishra, Varanasi. You go Varanasi. Then say, why going Varanasi? All Mayabadi? Say, no. Mayabadi, all what is there is Nirgun, Mahabhagavat, Vrajaprami, Bhakta, in Shiv Thakur is present. You will be there, then Bhagavatam, you are hearing, learning, and Satsanga only present is Shiv Thakur. He know like anybody, everybody is giving many things and keeping distance. You take this, you take this, you take this, but he is all time like Ganga, all time like Bhagavad Katha, Harikatha Kirtan, so you stay there. So Tapan Mishra came, then Mahaprabhu continue not staying anywhere, but there is 2 months staying and teaching Sanatana Shiksha. Sanatana Goswami asking, oh, you teaching me many things, you speaking every day, hour to hour, day and night, 2 months, but I am forget everything. Say, no problem. You are, I am speaking Varanasi, Shiv Thakur hearing everything. And Shiv Thakur, near you asking, then he is going Chakraswar Mahadev near. Day and night staying there, writing books. Then Chakraswar Mahadev very happy. One day telling, you near, I can stay. Why many fly and mosquito and all dirty milk and all yogurt and throwing sweets. I can't stay there more. I'm going. Shiv Thakur says, don't go. I'm cleaning. Today too, no more fly, no more mosquito. I'm cleaning nice, you will be here with me. Every day, you writing, you singing. I'm very happy. After, he has also good, he's going every day parikrama, Govardhan parikrama. And Shiv Thakur very happy. Every day niceness, Harikatha. Now, he came, Vrindavan, then Gopeshwar Dostan for going and they're sitting, serving him. One day, he's become, body is old, then he said, no possible. I can't go to you near more. He said, I'm coming you near. He said, come. Then he came, Bankhandi Mahadev. Everybody know. This Brajadham, anyhow, he's staying, but Mahaprabhu at that time, he's Khetrapal. He's everywhere. The Sankirtanam for everything is arranging. Sometimes, some people is try to disturbing, then Shiv Thakur, Rudra Avatar. He Rudra Deep, he's staying. All Rudra, Shiv Thakur is calling, his expansion. Everybody is calling. This Navadvip Dham not only, this Sankirtanam for nobody disturbing. Then Mahaprabhu, this teaching everything with Sankirtanam movement. So this Sukadeva Goswami, he is gone Kailas, then how he is hearing Harikatha? Oh, come to Bhagavatam. But nobody is speaking, nobody telling, nobody has idea. But he has completed this Bhagavatam for Adhikar. So this Krishna Bhakti, Rasa Bhavita Moti. not possible, all time is present. But Shiv Thakur all time present. Shiv Thakur never going distance. So this Shivaratri day, he is appears there. Why he is promised? Anywhere, anybody worshipping, I am there is, remembering and asking and praying, I am manifesting my Swarup. Also, this day, same day, this Gopeshwar Mahadev is also appears. Therefore also, people is respecting. This is also very niceness story, niceness Puranam. Also, other things is telling this Shiv Thakur in Kailash Dham. There, Parvati Devi asking many times, please, I am ladies, no room, no house, no building. You are under tree, sun, rain, winter, summer, you toilets, everything. But how can I am staying? Now my father is Himalaya. I am telling my father, giving some cave, I am staying there. But I like you, how can I am going distance to you? Please you give me permission, I am making my house. So okay, you like, you make house, but I am not going any house and building inside. This is my house and building. I am not going out any other way. But she is again and again requesting, so Shiv Thakur has god brother Kubera. Then telling, asking Kubera, Kubera, by making Shiva Parman house, say yes. So calling Vishwakarma, then very nice house where? Inside ocean. Nice hill station, there waterfall, there nice green on everything, making a nice house. Then Shiv Thakur near his Parvati telling, all ready, now cholo, go, enter in this house. They are staying. Shiv Thakur say, no priest, no Brahmin, no worshipping, no, there is Veda Mantra. Then how going? No Jagya. Then Parvati saying, okay, then who is will be priest? Then say, Vishwa Muni's son, Ravan, his great Vedagya Brahman, calling him. Calling him, and he is doing nice Jagya. Nice, all everything. Then after his Shiva Parvati with the demigods try to enter in this palace. Now Ravan telling, I am doing Jagya, very big program, give Dakshina. Then Shiv Thakur say, you giving any Dakshina? I have nothing, I am naked Babaji. Do you have something? So no. Then what giving? No Dakshina, then how enter? Then Shiv Thakur say, okay, this palace is for you. Very happy. Okay, very nice. This is his thinking before. Now I am giving everything, but say, you will be here permanent in gatekeeper, Parvati. And Shiva, bank of ocean, staying, and outside anybody, not possible enter. Shiva say, look, this is called karma. Dekho. Prakriti kriyamanani, this prakriti you touching, then what happened then? Gunoi karmani sarvasa. All things is arresting. Little bit doing, that things was arresting. Not coming out. Now Shiva is bank of ocean, Parvati is their gatekeeper. Then say, how can I am getting liberation? Then say, yes, one day somebody coming and beating and kicking in you, then that day your punishment, that day you will be free. Then Hanuman first time came to Lanka, then her name now Lankini, gatekeeper, asking, I'm going inside. Say, no, without my permission you can't go. Okay, who are you? Then is beating and kicking, that day she's flying, she's come back. Then Shiv Thakur for also this war time, she was for giving strong order. Anybody know enter? She was saying, what can I do? My Ram, Lord Ram is coming now. Monkeys are possible. I'm protecting. But Ram coming then Shiv Thakur. Ram coming. Ram was near offering pranam. Then Shiv Thakur for giving liberation. He's gone Kailash. So this Sri Lanka taking Ravan, but he is by cheat, by hook and crook taking. After what has happened then? His nature? So Shiv Thakur is bas giving this on the Praja Bhakti, Brahma Bhakti. So Mahaprabhu Lila time, he is within Mahaprabhu. Continue. Everywhere, Mahaprabhu, anywhere, this Sankirtan. So today is Mahashivratri. All are within Gurudev in Mathura. Then Gurudev is glorified. And also he is writing this Shiva Tattva books. And he is saying his childhood name is Bholenath. Ashutosh Bholenath. So then he is Navadip Dham. He is doing this Vrata, Shivratri. Then his Guru Maharaj near complaining, oh, Maharaj is following Vrata, Shiva Vrata. This is not Gaudiya Vaishnava, not following. Why is following? Then Maharaj near asking, say, Shiva is Avaishnava. Shiva is, who are he? He is Sadashiv. He is Advaita Prabhu. Advaita Prabhu appears there doing Vrata. Why following the Advaita Vrata? You stop Advaita Prabhu's Vrata? No, he is Sadashiv. Also, he is Mahavishnu. So this Shiva also Sadashiv is Mahavishnu. Many questions arising. But Gurudev can't care. Gurudev saying, Kali Yuga Suddha Bhakti for only Shiv Thakur is present. Other person not cleaning, removing anartho, then how giving Praja Prem? Two things is same time need. One thing is our anartho offenses removing and then possible any good things giving. Other person has no like this adhikar. Shiv Thakur has adhikar. Therefore, Shiv Thakur is giving this Braja Bhakti, he appears the Shivaratri Vrata, Tamasi Vrata, Rajasi Vrata, Sattik Vrata, then continue Harikatha Harikirtan. And he is, bas, glorious, God glories, he is one to hearing. Anywhere going, Shiv Thakur near is, Srimad Bhagavatam, anybody reading, sloka, any chapters, anything, Shiv Thakur very happy. Yeah, God feedback toward Charanamrita. Prasadi Mala Tulasi. One time Narada Desi bringing Vaikuntha to his Mahaprasad. Then giving Shiv Thakur. Shiv Thakur is eating and dancing. Parvati came. What happened? Why you are dancing? Today what happened? Say, today I am getting some Mahaprasad. Say, you are alone taking, not giving me. Say, Narada any bringing and giving me, I am taking, I am complete dance. But this Lord Shiva, he is sometimes asking Lord Vishnu's near. I know you are all Swarup, but I like your Mohini Swarup also. One time you showing me, say no. You all Swarup is looking, but no need Mohini Swarup. This Mohini Swarup is very difficulty for everybody. Say no problem for me. Like Aditya Prabhu saying, I have no problem. Then Mahaprabhu saying, yes, anybody Jitendriya, then tonight is coming. I am Rukmini. Base with his dancing. Then looking, nobody come. Then Mahaprabhu said, okay, anybody come, that two night for I am giving some protection. Only this night for. They, okay. So like Vishnu telling, don't asking me this Swarup for. Say, I have no problem. I am naked Babaji in cremation place. I have no problem. Say, no, this is not good. This Swarup not for everybody. Then what happened? Everybody know. Therefore, not arguing within God, not arguing within Guru Varga. Anything they're telling, yes, good. Otherwise, lost many things. Everything going. So today, Shiv Thakur near is praying. He is Kalyanmay, Mangalmay, stealing our all anartha, removing and giving our Braja Bhakti. Gaur Premanande.